here. Welcome to Gala Truths 365, where I bring you news updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 159, and welcome. It is a very hot day here in New Zealand. It's like, you know, 30 degrees, which is very hot for us here. But today I wanted to just touch on, you know, setting up your day. So really, just how do you strategically set up your day? You know, depending on what time you get up in the mornings, this will determine your day. But if you have it structured, have your top, you know, top 10. I have a top 10 list that I use. And then I structure it from there. Normally the night before, I go through the top 10. I realign it. What's more important? What's not important? What can or can't I do? And then that, you know, really sets the tone for the next day. Now, obviously, things will come in and out and things will change, and I'm going to get a whole lot of other things thrown at me that may come into the equation. But the main thing is that you have the 10 things, and that really just sets the structure. If you don't get them crossed off, it's okay, because you may be able to move it to the next day. But you know within that top 10 that maybe four of those things you must do. So they really will become your main priorities. And if you have phone calls coming in, or you've got a client or a customer coming in, or your family has an issue where you've got to, you know, meet it, or your friend rings you out of the blue that you haven't seen in over a year and the only time she can see you is that day. I mean, all these things you just have to learn to balance. But as long as you've got that top 10 list, those top four things, you still will make sure that they are done. Because the other six, you can move to the next day. And usually that's how that works. I mean, for me, that's been a blessing in disguise, especially over the last 12 months, you know, with new jobs, new ventures, and all of these things. I would like to just have a shout out to Katie Kay. I met her through a networking group, and she's currently based in Canada. And she is a business advisor. Very, very honored to be invited by her to a platform called Clubhouse. So for those of you who don't know, Clubhouse is this amazing platform where speakers and people can come and really share their stories, share their passion, and really connect with other like-minded people. And I've only been there a week, but unbelievably phenomenal group of people. I feel so privileged. So yeah, I really wanted to shout out to Katie Kay. Look her up. She's, you know, Google her. She's an amazing person. So thank you very much, Katie. And I really look forward to having more to do with you in the future, and no doubt circling in your room, where hopefully we can talk and share our stories together. So that's it today, people. Keep it up. Make sure you write your top 10 list, and see you tomorrow.